I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Locust Space Septic and Excavating.
Yes, Sam.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I know that you're in Hendersonville, but how far do you typically travel for the work?
Normally we do Henderson and Buncombe County. And
Henderson,
then,
Buncombe, okay.
And then we get into Ruffton a little bit, just like Lake Leward and stuff. So that's where we're actually in today is Lake Leward.
Okay, okay. So the reason that I ask, and it's the same reason we're calling today, is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. If we were to program Locust-Based Septic and Excavating in to appear in that open position, they block out a space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be an option for people at that moment that they're ready. You know, the moment that they perform that search, you'll be there to catch them. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, so, I mean, but how long does it last?
As long as you stay with us. So it's month-to-month pricing. There's never any contracts or anything like that. And as long as you stay with the service, we continue to keep you on that first page. If you were to ever leave, you would fall off into the back pages. And you might be familiar with some of the guys who are listed there now, like North Carolina Excavation. Do you know them by any chance?
Yeah, but I think they're further west than we are.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, they're the ones that are taking up space in your area now. So once we list you there, you'll be a top option for people as well. Or even Carolina Septic Solutions or Sumi Septic and Grading. Do those sound a little bit closer?
No, I'm not familiar with either one of them.
No? Okay. Well, they're the locals there, too. They're smaller. They're just a few that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would be listing you. How long have you been in business as Locust-Based Septic?
This is actually our first year on our own.
Oh, okay. So on your own? You were...
Yeah, I've done grading and stuff for almost 15 years now. And so we went out on our own this year.
You were working for somebody else before?
Yeah, I've worked for a couple people.
Okay, okay, and so now it's just you. And my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Brandon.
Brandon, it's nice to meet you. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
No, I mean, I own the business, and then I got guys that work or help me. So actually, I work full-time for a fire department, and then I do this on all my days off.
Oh, really? Okay. So is it like 2 days on, 2 days off, or 3 days on?
We work a weird schedule. So we work like 10 days a month.
Oh, I see.
And then sometimes that's weekends and stuff. So.
Okay. Okay. So the other 20 days you're open to operate Locust Base, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, for that position, that first page position that we have available there today, again, it's month-to-month pricing. There's never any contracts or anything like that. And I'm glad you told me that you worked for the fire department, because we work with a lot of companies that are more side businesses for police. They have a special rate for our fire, police, and veteran-owned companies. And you see value in all of this, right? Being found at that moment, people are searching there?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I know I got a phone call about a front page Google thing before, but right now we're like in the process of building website stuff, and that's just kind of what I was holding out for. To try to get it all done before I did like a front ad for Google, because I want, you know, if someone goes to it, I want them to be able to click on it and like actually look at our website and stuff that we do.
Right. Okay. How long ago was that you received that call?
Probably a month ago, maybe.
Okay. So are you building the website on your own, like in your downtime? Or have you hired somebody?
Yeah, I have a friend that does that kind of stuff. So, but like right now we're like 3 months out on work, so we've been wide open. So I really haven't. I just need to get back with him and finish it.
Right. Okay. So, and really the hard part about getting that position on the first page of Google, it's not really the cost or the website or the reviews or anything like that. It's the availability of that geographic area for those services. So if it is something you see value in, I would recommend take a moment to hear out the pricing for the position that we have available there today. And then that way, if you do decide that you want that spot, you've had the opportunity. How does that sound?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind listening to the price and all.
Okay, and when you say you're 3 months out, do you mean that you don't have work booked for the next 3 months?
No, we have work booked for the next 3 months.
Oh, you have work booked for the next 3 months. Okay, so if I were to call you today and I needed something simple and it was local, how soon could you get to me? Would you book me 3 months out if it were a simple?
So what I try to do is repair jobs on septic. I try to leave 1 day open just for repairs, so that way somebody's not out of their house. And it really depends, because some repairs we have to get the county to write a repair permit and stuff like that for. So it really depends on what it is. If it's anything over 2 days, yeah, like we're out quite a while. But like on repairs, like I said, we try to keep 1 day open just for repairs and then catch up on other stuff.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, so yeah, let me pull up the pricing here. That way, if you do decide that you want to secure the spot, I mean, we can get you up there for repairs too. But while we were talking, I was messaging my regional manager for the Carolinas. His name's Paul. He's going to apply the rate, the fire department rate. Let me grab him. We'll get you the rate. And then being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could get you up there and make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always open for that stuff.
Okay, let me grab him. We'll get that rate reduced. We'll see if we can make it fit.
Hi there, Brandon.